The secret to positive change lies in asking better questions. Welcome to the Dog Joins podcast, where every episode is a catalyst for transforming your life. Today, we're going to deep dive into the power of the questions that you ask yourself. Have you ever stopped to consider the impact the questions we ask ourselves has on our mindset, our emotions, our behaviors, our outcomes, all of it? Now, literally within the next few minutes, you will understand that questions are not just words strung together. They are powerful tools that shape our perception of ourselves and the world around us. And they will influence our actions every single day. So I invite you just to think with me. This will enable us to unlock a new perspective and ignite positive change in your life. Now, there are no guests on this podcast. This is me talking to you. So all I ask, if I give you value, just engage with this podcast. And that could mean like, comment, share, whatever feels right for you. But it will just help in growing this so it can reach and serve even more people. So let's jump straight in to the juicy stuff. I'm always stressed. Wow, that's quite a big command to the body, isn't it? I am always stressed. It creates this identity. Just those words. You're telling yourself, I am always stressed. But why don't we shift that and how we think about this stress? Why don't we actually understand what it is? Why don't we use our words and our questions to understand it? So when am I stressed? What triggers? Do you notice in this context where you can just ask yourself a question to give you some answers? So instead of just believing and playing this role as this stressed person, by asking certain questions, you can understand your triggers and actually tackle it. Now, we could use another example. I need to relax. It's not really going to pop up any useful information, is it? Trying to force this relaxation on ourselves. So instead, we could use our words in a different way. As you think about relaxing, what comes to mind? Do you notice how the questions can give you different answers, different solutions? Let me give you another one. Thinking about the fears that hold someone back. So if I were to ask you what fears are holding you back, or even if you were thinking about those fears, what if this fails? What if it goes wrong? Think about the answers and solutions that will come up. They're not going to serve you as well as asking a better question. And a better question might be, what steps do I need to take to overcome these fears and bring me closer to that goal, X, Y, and Z? And there are thousands of these examples that just come up in everyday life. The questions that we ask ourselves are just a bit lazy. So what we want to do is consciously use some energy to ask better questions. Then we start thinking clearly, feeling better, and start taking different action. You'll soon notice that you get out of your own way and you're able to do more and more things. Another quick example is so many of us compare ourselves to others on social media, and we think everyone's got their shit together, they're really doing well. One, we don't know what that person's going through, but that can be left and parked for another episode. But the point for this episode is when we compare ourselves to others, we're looking and reflecting on ourselves. And then thoughts and questions come up like, that would never work for me. I could never do that. Oh, I never get a lucky break. Oh, it's all right for them. Now, how do you think your mind will respond to that kind of stuff? Do you think it's going to fill you with self-belief, confidence, energy? Or do you think it will send you the other way? So what could we do instead? What could we ask ourselves? Well, a question like, what qualities do I admire in that person? What has that person done to get that result? How would that person respond to different situations? How would that person respond to conflict? How would that person do X, Y, and Z? So we can model some success and we get some better answers. Now, I really want you to get this, so you may want to listen to it again. They were just a few examples so you could reflect and ask better questions each day to yourself. Now, here's what I want you to do is get a little sticky note and write to yourself, ask better questions. And over the next week, just do that. That's your homework. Start catching yourself to just shift the question, shift your perspective, because you will notice you will start thinking in a very different way by the end of the week, because each day is just building on top of each other. You will start feeling better and you will start acting differently. Now, once we master this, you will notice that it's not just about asking better questions to yourself. You will start asking better questions to other people. So it will help lift them. For example, recently I was working with a client. They had a coaching business, but they had these invisible brakes on because they were worried about rejection. So they weren't actually asking for clients themselves. They would now and again put out a promotional offer. They might not get the bites. And then it would just knock their confidence and they'd go quiet again. They'd stop putting themselves out there. There was that fear of rejection and some other stuff going on. Now, once we understood this, I just started asking some better questions. And that enabled our conversation to expand. And we got quite creative with the sales strategy and how this person was going to run their business. And these questions were just to lift that client up. Well, how will it feel when you get more clients? How will it feel when you know that you're making even more of an impact? What do you need to do to grow your business? And these questions were just leading him to these feelings to motivate him, so he could see past the stuckness as we extended the story. So it's as if he had those clients. How's he going to feel after getting these clients? So it lifted him up. And then we looked at the questions around what did he need to do to grow the business? So we came up with a strategy. But can you see the impact just a tweak in language can have on someone? Now, I trust you enjoyed this episode and you will start asking yourself some better questions. Because if you do, it will transform your life. I'm looking forward to hearing how you get on, and I will speak to you in the next episode.